The Australian swim team has added more medals to the Olympic tally, and the men's 4x100 metre freestyle relay was a nail-biter finish for the Aussies. The team, Brooms, Zach Inserti, Matt Temple, Alex Graham and Kyle Chambers, won bronze in 3 minutes 10.22 seconds. But on the final lap, they were in sixth place. And when the final swimmer, Chalmers, leapt into the water and swam a blistering 46.44 seconds, he was able to push the Aussies into third. And one man who would have been glued to the screen is Zach's dad, Steve Inserti. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Oh, look, how I feel doesn't matter. How are you? How's the family?
Very excited. Yeah, very proud. We're still sort of buzzing after watching that. It was a fantastic finish. It was Zach did really well. He went in with some good form and went quicker in the final than he did in the heat. So yeah, it was great.
That is wonderful to hear. Where were you and the rest of the family watching the race from?
Well, we obviously couldn't get to Tokyo. That sort of ship had flown many months ago. And then we had the opportunity to head to Noosa with some other swim parents. There's a bit of a hub formed up there, but we had to put the brakes on that one because of the borders and isolating when we had to come back, which wasn't going to work for us. So we watched it at home with the other Zach's brothers and, jumping around the living room. And, yeah, it was great.
I can just imagine the scene, Steve. What was happening to you on that final lap when Australia was in sixth place?
Yeah, look, it's interesting because Kyle, I've seen enough of Kyle swimming over the years to know that, you know, he's basically, the best finisher in the world over the last 25 metres. So I was sort of screaming at the telly. I was hoping they were going to be in about fourth place because I knew he'd be able to run him down from fourth, but I think he was either fifth or sixth, whatever it was, sixth. And I was a little bit worried, but I knew that finishing pace was coming and the other boys did so well to sort of hold us to that position because, I mean, it was a pretty hot final. When you get to that level, everyone's, going pretty hard and there's some pretty quick splits. So, yeah, it was very exciting and relief at the end of it and pride.
Oh, absolutely. All of the athletes in the pool for that race, they are the best in the world. And to think that your son from Broome, from the Broome swimming pool is there, I mean, you can't get more of a dream run than that.
No, that's right. It's when you think about, his journey and, those formative years, and he's always, quick to remind everyone about Broome, and it's fantastic that he fosters that, and I think he gets a lot of love from the community there. So, it's awesome. I mean, yeah, you're right. When you get to that level and you've got all the, basically the pinnacle of the 100-metre swimmers in the pool, and for him to hold his own with the splits that he did as well in the heats and the final, we couldn't be happier for him.
Absolutely. The medal ceremonies this year are very low key. The athletes have to put their own medals around their neck. But seeing Zach on the TV last night drape the bronze over his tracksuit for Australia on the podium really was a terrific feeling. What are you like seeing that, Steve?
Yeah, no, look, you do get emotional. I mean, it's get emotional a bit now, actually. When he's got the green and gold on and he's competing for his country, his journey, it's fantastic reward. And as much as, we get to bask in his glory as well, or I do, and my wife and my family, it's really about him. So it was a great reward.
Yes, because you, like many families of athletes, are such a vital support mechanism. You can only do what you can only do. And swimming's a really tough sport, perhaps more than others for many reasons. And it has come under the microscope recently for its treatment of some swimmers. So as a parent, Steve, what has it been like to have these additional worries on your list?
The sort of issues that arise, I think that's Unfortunately, it's probably something that's common in a lot of elite level sporting programs. From our experience and with Zach, I mean, he came to it in terms of being in that elite program a bit later in life. You know, he was 17 turning 18. I mean, he did a lot of formative swimming at, you know, in Broome, but when he got talent identified, went to Wace, and his experience has been nothing but positive. But you know, at the same time, he's struggled with issues like you know, injuries, you know, the year off with COVID effectively last year. So yeah, it's been up and down, and that's the thing. Like, you know, he's lucky enough that he hasn't had any you know, problems in terms of the program and how he's been treated by, you know, his coaches and other swimmers and whatever. But you know, that's not to say that it hasn't happened. But yeah, it's been a good experience for him.
Steve, just think back to Zach's time at the Broome Barracudas. What are some of your favourite memories from when Zach was little and ploughing through the pool at Broome?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I think Tony Smith, the coach, and all the committee and the team down there. And I just remember we used to go off and have meets in Derby, and then we went down to the Pilbara a couple of times, and also went to Exmouth one time. And I think we went to Exmouth to compete in the it was like the Gascoigne Championships or whatever. And after day one, all these little kids from Broome had basically won every race. And you know, not just Zach, it was the whole. They had a great little crew down there. And I remember the night for the next day, the Gascoigne Swimming Committee or whatever. I'm not trying to bag them actually, but it was quite funny. And they were trying to work out how they can not validate these medals to these kids that come from the Pilbara. So the Broome Barracudas, it was such a great little club. And, you know, it's gone, you know, in terms of providing kids up there, because it's, you know, the weather's so fantastic. Not only the swimming club, but also the surf club. You know, we were heavily involved in that. And so all our boys were always out in the water swimming.
Very sporting community.
Yeah, it is. And the weather allows that, and you know, that's our kids were always outside doing everything, you know, doing whatever. It's great.
Wonderful. Have you had a chance to speak to Zach and hear how he's going today?
Yeah, no, we did. We had a nice chat to him FaceTime yesterday afternoon. He was sort of just kicking back and chilling out of it. He was, he's back on tonight. He's racing in the 4x200 relay. I think he's anchoring the heat of that relay, so he just sort of had to concentrate a bit and move on and just get his head right. But no, he was pretty chilled and very, very content. He showed us the medal, and yeah, it was good. It was a big thrill.
How wonderful. I'm sure he's getting plenty of messages from people across Western Australia and his hometown and further afield. But congratulations to him. Please pass that on, and to you as a family, for all the support that you've given him over the years.
No worries. Thanks, Vanessa, and great talking to you again.
Likewise. Stephen Surdy, very proud father of Olympic swimmer Zach, who won bronze in the men's relay race, the 4x100 freestyle. What a nail-biter it was.